Thank you for listening to the Bible Expositors Podcast with your host, Stephen Baker, taking you verse by verse through the Word of God from the pulpit of Harmony Baptist Church in Dalton, Georgia.
But fortunately, the sermon tonight, when I prepared it, was very short. And I did not realize that this would happen. But it's Paul's Foolish Speech, Part 1. 2 Corinthians 11, verses 16 through 33. We're not going to cover all those verses, but verse 16 says, I say again, let no man think me a fool, if otherwise yet as a fool receive me, that I may boast myself a little. And Adam Clark says, as the apostle was now going to enter into a particular detail of his qualifications, natural, acquired, and spiritual, and particularly of his labors and sufferings, he thinks it necessary to introduce the discourse once more as he did in chapter 11 and verse 1, which you'll remember from this morning, would to God ye could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me. So he's saying, let no man think me a fool, if otherwise, yet as a fool, receive me, that I may boast myself a little. Paul thought it was a foolish thing to brag about himself. So he's saying, don't let anybody think me a fool. It's similar to what he said at the beginning of the chapter. But he says, if you do think I'm foolish, then receive me as a foolish person. Receive what I'm saying, because what I'm saying is important, though it seems foolish. Verse 17, that which I speak it not after the Lord, but as it were foolishly in this confidence of boasting. So what Paul's saying here is, what I'm speaking, this is not the way Jesus Christ would have spoken. Now, he is giving us inspired scripture here, so this is the Word of God. But he's saying this is not the way Jesus spoke while Jesus was on earth. That which I speak it not after the Lord, but as it were foolishly in this confidence of boasting. Jesus didn't go around boasting even though he's God, you know. He owns it all, but he didn't go around boasting, and Paul is going to boast. He's going to brag. Now, the reason he's doing this is because the false apostles who were challenging him were going around bragging and boasting. And so Paul is illustrating absurdity by being absurd. He is countering their foolishness by giving foolish boasting himself, but he is saying some important things. Seeing that many glory after the flesh, I will glory also, Paul says. He says these guys are going out and bragging about how wonderful they are, so I'm going to do the same thing. And by doing that, he's illustrating their folly. For ye suffer fools gladly, seeing ye yourselves are wise. This is pure sarcasm. Pure sarcasm. You suffer fools glad. You put up with these foolish people gladly because you're so wise. Yes, you're so wise that you put up with these foolish people, these false prophets. For ye suffer if a man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take of you, if a man exalt himself, if a man smite you on the face. Again, I quote from Adam Clark. The expressions in this verse are some evidence that the false apostle was a Judaizing teacher. You suffer, says the apostle, if a man bring you into bondage, probably meaning to the Jewish rites and ceremonies, Galatians 4:9 and 5:1. If he devour you, as the Pharisees did the patrimony of the widows and for pretense made long prayers. If a man take of you exact different contributions, pretendedly for the temple at Jerusalem, etc. If he exalt himself pretending to be of the seed of Abraham, infinitely higher in honor and dignity than all the families of the Gentiles. If he smite you on the face, treat you with indignity as the Jews did the Gentiles, considering them only as dogs and not fit to be ranked with any of the descendants of Jacob. And so Adam Clark is simply saying these were probably Jewish false prophets, teachers with the Jewish lineage. And Paul alludes to that even in verse 22 when he says, are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Now, verse 20. For if ye suffer, for ye suffer if a man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take of you, if a man exalt himself, if a man smite you on the face. So what he's saying is he's just a man. Why put up with this kind of spiritual abuse if it's just from a man? And you see, this is the way that spiritual abuse happens, is the person who's doing the spiritual abuse convinces people that he's some great prophet of God, and if you do not do what he says, bad things will happen to you. And so, Paul's reminding them, these people are just men. They're just men. Why are you letting them take advantage of you? Why are you letting them do this kind of stuff? Verse 21, I speak as concerning reproach, as though we had been weak. Howbeit, wherein soever any is bold, I speak foolishly, I am bold also. Now I'm going to read this to you from the MEV. The MEV is a newer translation. As you know, I mainly preach out of the, in fact, I always preach out of the King James. But the MEV is actually translated from the same text that the King James was translated from, and it is a newer translation. I'm just going to read this for some clarity. I say to my reproach that we were too weak for that. What Paul's saying is, he's being sarcastic. He's saying, we were too weak to take advantage of you. We were too weak to smite you on the face and to take your money and to extort you and do all these things like these great false apostles. We were too weak for any of that. But whenever anyone is bold, I speak foolishly, I am bold also. And so Paul is simply using sarcasm. He's speaking foolishly and he's saying, oh, we were too weak to take advantage of you and do what these other people did. Because keep in mind that the false prophets, the false apostles, were saying, Paul, when he writes letters, he's bold. He says big things in his letters, but when he shows up in presence, he's nothing. He's nothing. And so Paul says, we were too weak to do what these people were doing, to take advantage of you and treat you badly. But whenever anyone is bold, I speak foolishly, I am bold also. Paul is attempting to show the Corinthians the foolishness of following these false teachers. And so in closing, I tell you that as a church, let's not get caught up in following men which preach a variety of different doctrines and who might lead us astray and lead us into spiritual bondage, but instead, let's have our consciences bound only to the Word of God. Let's get in the Bible, study the Bible, believe the Bible, and obey the Bible. Not be followers of men and dynamic speakers and all this kind of stuff, but be followers of the Word of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for these people. I thank you for the work you're doing in this place. I do pray that you would help us to answer to your Word, to what your Word says, and to follow that Word against everything else, to have faith in you and in what you've said to us against every doubt and against everything. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.